You are listening to Splinters of Jade, the Legend of the Five Rings actual play podcast. Today, we are playing the Beginner Box by Fantasy Flight Games. I'm your game master, Chris Garvey. And just as a reminder, that will affect friendly and non-friendly characters. The Crane Courtier, Doji Ren, is played by Brendan Thorson.
Just use your fire ring and help you roll a lot of strife.
Akoto Masako, a Lion Clan Bushi, is played by Steve Lanzo Bartolome.
What? Your dice have failed me.
And Buell Richardson is playing the Phoenix Clan Shugenja, Isawa Aki.
No, I'll just burn the city down.
All right. So we've hit the interlude, kind of the midway point of the competition. After dealing with the Ronin, you guys leveled up, and with that, you have the ability now to use void points, and have gotten one void point. Also, you get 4 XP, so you'll be able to spend that 4 XP as you like. We'll take a moment here to go around the table, let people know how your characters have leveled up. So, Steve.
All right, I spent 2 experience points, bringing my command skill up from a 0 to a 1. And I've also spent 2 experience points buying a technique, Lord Akodo's Roar. Well, once per game session, as an action, I can make a TN1 command void check against each hostile creature within range band 0 to 1. If I succeed, each target suffers 4 strife.
Cool. All right. Brendan, what has happened to Doji Ren?
Yeah. So I have spent all my experience, 2 on bringing my martial arts melee up to rank 1, and 2 on... Shallow waters. When you make a social skill water check targeting a character, you may spend opportunity to learn one material item or worldly experience the target desires.
All right.
Definitely very courtier of him.
Yes.
Very courtier, yes.
All right. So that leaves us with you, Buell.
Yes. Aki has raised her fitness up to a 1. Because she has been doing so much physical exercises that she's working getting better and wants to put down some Ronin. And she also has learned Tempest of the Air. As an attack action, I may make a TN3 Theology Air check, targeting everyone at range 2 to 3. If I succeed, each target suffers 2 damage. I can spend 2 advantage to exclude 1 character from the effect.
Yeah, and just as a reminder, that will affect friendly and non-friendly characters.
That's why I have the ability to exclude.
Yes.
Whoosh!
Just giving that reminder in for you.
Friendly fire.
Friendly fire isn't.
So you guys have had a chance to rest. Your strife is now back down to 0. And you are waking up a few bruises. You guys got out pretty unscathed. But you're headed back from the Laughing Carp to the dojo for the rest of the Topaz Championship. So you guys all show up at the dojo. And you're greeted by last year's champion and runner-up, as well as the head of the dojo.
You've done well so far, but there's still a long way to go. You will have 6 more competitions today. The first will be led by Akodo Aiko of the Lion Clan and myself. It will be a martial arts weaponry competition. Before you, we have a variety of wooden weapons for you to choose from. There's a sword, a spear, a club, and a staff. This competition will be to the first contact. Please focus on your opponent's footwork and learn to adapt to different techniques. So with that, you guys have the opportunity to walk over, grab your weapons that you desire to use, and you'll be paired off based upon your accumulated scores so far to face other combatants.
So thankfully, we will not be facing the other players.
Yep.
Oh, man. It's like, so it's just something I want to comment about this. It's so weird, and I'm not sure I like it how they did it. It's like I have to debate between my highest die pool, which is a more chance of me getting a point, or a weaker die pool because it's a chance for me to get double points.
So I will let you guys know there are 6 competitions today.
Yeah.
You need 8 points. Steve, you've got 9 points so far. So congratulations, you're a samurai.
So I can flub every single one of them and not worry.
Correct. Brennan, you're halfway there at 4. You just need 4 more. So even just getting 1 point per competition puts you over the top. Buell?
Don't say it.
We talked about this earlier during a break. You got some work to go. All right. So you're going to select your approach and your weapon. You'll make a martial to melee. TN2, martial arts melee check of your approach. And then let me know what you do and how you do. We'll start off with Isawa.
Just use your fire ring and hope you roll a lot of strife.
No, I'm using my air ring, which is 2 dice, as opposed to 3 dice. 1 die different.
I might as well use... Never mind. I'm not going into this.
Oh, look. Yeah. I see an explosion.
Come on, other explosion.
Well, I'm going to take those strife and both opportunities, but only 1 success.
And you guys do have void points now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What can I do? 1 additional. I will spend that 1 void point because I need it. Yes. Woo! I succeed. But. So I'm actually keeping everything. That will be 2 successes, 2 strife, 2 opportunity. With my opportunity, it's like I went with a sword, the Boken. What was my opponent using?
Your opponent, Yasuki Jun of the Crab Clan, they were using a club. And we're kind of wavering a bit on their stance. So you noticed, and have been noticing, that between rounds he's been...
Imbibing,
yes.
So my opportunity is, it's... I wait for him to raise his club, step in real close, and give him a light tap on the nose.
Because it is to the first strike.
Yeah, so. And it's just a tap. And then really quietly say, you may want to reduce a little bit of the sake. Step back, bow.
Very good, Aki-san.
Crab, they're large. I'm small. I can get in their range.
Used it to your advantage. Very well done.
Thank you.
All right. Brendan, what does Doji do?
I am going to go into air stance, which I don't know if my higher TN affects their roll or no, or is it just straight up?
It's a first strike, so it's...
Okay.
Almost like an aijutsu.
Yeah.
But it's not aijutsu. Because that's a technique, not a skill now. Wow.
Water for the flexibility.
So far, I have 2 successes, explosive successes... and two strife, I'm going to go in for the long haul. So in total, it's 4 successes and 3 strife.
All right.
And that was air stance.
Yep. Apparently I've been spying on the Kikitas in town.
All right. So go ahead and tell me, what did Doji Ren do? You were up against, actually, you were up against Bayushi Mei Lin, the Scorpion Clan Bushi.
Well, I pretty much, I'm just going to, we're going to have the usual, like, stare down. And I'm basically faking it. I'm just looking like I'm, was a Kikita duelist, like I've seen in my hometown. And I just quickly feint. I go, look like I'm going one way. Then I go the other way, draw my sword, and just kind of tap her in the back.
Both Ikoto Aiko and Kikita Toshimoko look quite impressed at what you did, you know, getting such a skillful dodge around. All right.
Well done, Ren-san.
Thank you, Ikoto-san.
Ikoto Masako and Shiba Toya step forward.
Okay, I'm water stance with a sword. So,
what?
Your dice have failed me.
Did you check your skill? Like, what is your school ability? Can you do anything with that?
Remove one strife and add one bonus success to the check.
There is no strife.
There is no success.
I'll go for the void point. One success.
Unfortunately, one success doesn't do enough.
Not quite.
Even though, and with all your advantages, I'm going to let you know some of this opportunity. You can tell Shiba's has a little some sort of issue with depth perception, and with the Boken, is able to skillfully come up really close to you so they can see clearly, and just bonk you with the hilt, just below the nape of the neck. So, knocks the wind out of you.
I hold up my fan and I just kind of chuckle at... Because if you remember from a few sessions ago, he beat me in the identification of heraldry, and now I just beat him at the melee contest. So, I feel pretty good right now.
All right. Bren, you get one honor and one glory, by the way, for winning the competition.
Wow.
Kikita Toshimoko steps forward. Well, I'm quite impressed. I thought that my student, Kikita Riku, would have done well. But clearly, my clansman, Doji Ren, has been practicing in his off time.
I have just been glancing at the Kikita manuals, but thank you, Honorable Kikita-sama.
You're given a chance to change out of your sparring garb and back into your more courtly robes, and are called into the room where previously you had done the heraldry competition. Before you are Bayushi Morioko of the Scorpion Clan, Kitsuki Tayu of the Dragon Clan, and Hida Goroharu of the Crab Clan. Kitsuki steps forward. Next shall be the poetry competition. Before you are a box of different themes. Please, one at a time, reach in and grab one of the pieces of wood. The character on it shall give you your theme, and you will have a brief time to write a poem. But it is not we who are the poets. It is the universe itself. So one at a time, you reach in. I gave you your themes earlier to give you opportunity to write something if you like. But ultimately, it will be the dice deciding. This is a TN2 composition check. So, Brendan, Doji Ren pulled out a small piece of wood with a character for mirror on it.
I'm like seriously debating. I mean, I have a rank in composition. I'm just wondering, do I want to go with air ring for the safe bet or the void ring?
Well, you just need 3 points. There are 5 more competitions.
Okay, I'm going to go with void. Because that is obviously what it is. Are we going to roll? Like, how are you doing this?
Go ahead and roll, and then read us your poem.
Okay.
And if you wish to make any flubbubs, go right ahead. It's up to you.
All right. All right. So this is, I'm going to at least keep this one, and I'm going to see what I get here. It's a TN2. So that's 2 successes and an opportunity and 2 strife. Unclouded nighttime, a view, quiet mirror shines, enjoying the pond.
All 3 seem very impressed. They enjoy it. Very nice, Doji. Next steps forward, Akoto Masako pulled out the theme, lake.
Okay, let's see how I do. That's 2 successes and 2 strife.
What approach are you using?
I am using void. Honor and glory. Beautiful and treacherous. A vast blue expanse.
They kind of nod their heads approvingly. And then look towards Isawa Aki, who had pulled the theme moon.
Also void.
Lady Moon above, obsidian face shatters, rays of silver fall.
The judges look at each other, then they look at you. Well, although we appreciate that you've studied, we were hoping for original work. One of the lines was directly out of the Tao of Shinsei.
You asked for a haiku, not an original haiku.
Send in Hitoshi.
Hi, Sama. Go out.
Next!
So, people go in and out. For the most part, everybody comes out seeming pretty happy. The only other one that comes out grumbling is Yasuki Jun, who the poem you heard was pretty bawdy. Those crabs.
Those crabs.
All right. The judges from that competition leave, and a new set of judges come forward. One of them is carrying an armful of scrolls and says, I hope you've had time to study all of this. Before you stands Akoto Aiko, Asako Himeya, and Bayushi Koriko. The Asako steps forward and says, you will be quizzed on a matter of varieties. Law, the Tao, Bushido. So that is all that they're giving you this time. You are going to be able to do a TN2 government or theology check.
Problem is, I know what ring this sounds like.
Hey, you only need 1 point. Don't worry too much about the ring.
No, I'm worried about Asawa here. Asawa, who definitely shouldn't go to the City of Lies for dice anytime soon.
No.
No, I'll just burn the city down. Along with all the dice in it.
Even worse.
We're not letting you into the City of Lies alone.
Akoto Masako, what approach are you going to use?
I'm using Earth, being thorough and grounded.
All right, go ahead and roll.
Going for government. Okay, that's so far 3 success. One of them is an explosion and 1-2 strife. Let's see what the explosion is. Nothing, so 3 success, 2 strife.
A peasant is in the way of a samurai. What may the samurai do?
Legally, the samurai can demand the peasant move out of the way. Samurai could force themselves through the peasant. The peasant is required to make way for the samurai.
A samurai who has not completed his gempuku is standing in the road, blocking a samurai. What should that young one do?
The young one should step aside, let the higher-ranking samurai proceed on their way.
A crab samurai and a crane daimyo meet on a bridge wide enough for one. Who gives way?
The one of the higher rank.
That is?
I believe it would be the daimyo.
Thank you. Sit. All right. Isawa.
Very directly and inventively dealing with the theology, and I'm reducing the TN by 1 because of my school abilities.
What does that read?
At 1 with the elements. Once per scene while making a theology check, before rolling the dice, you may reduce the TN of the check by 1.
Maybe Asawa will get some points here.
Oh, yeah. Now, what do I keep?
Yeah, now you actually have to make choices.
I think I'll keep those 3. So that's 4 successes, 1 strife, and 1 opportunity.
You have a vision from the Kami. The head of your family does not listen to you. Who do you talk to?
If the head of my family does not listen to me, then I talk to the head of the clan. For the Kami have told me something that needs to be passed along. But of course, I do it very respectfully to make sure that neither my head of my family loses face, nor I step on their honor.
Who from your clan reports directly to the emperor?
That would be Shiba Sukune.
And who does Shiba Sukune take her orders from?
Shiba Sukune gets her directives from the council.
Doji Ren.
Okay, because I'm pretty sure it's Earth Ring, which I have 1 in. But I'm using Air Ring, because I'm not doing 1. And I'm using Government. Yeah, so I'm just going to keep the two successes and two strife, which puts me at 7 composure. I will keep my composure and unmask later.
All right. You find some stolen merchandise in your friend's pack. What do you do?
What rank is my companion? Of higher station or lower station or of equal station?
We will say they are of equal station.
Equal station? I will confront them and say, why is this with you? And then I will take him before his daimyo and report this.
Which holds greater weight? The stuff in the backpack or his word?
That depends on whether or not of what who the stuff belongs to. If it was a person of equal station, well, then his word. If it's a person of higher station, well, it's up to them.
And what would be the final punishment for stealing?
I would believe house arrest.
Clearly, you answer all the questions right, but you're kind of sweating it a little bit.
You're very much sweating.
Yeah.
I passed, so I am going to not have an unmasking. I'm just going to hold it in and not be able to keep any dice with strafe on it.
So all of the competitors do pretty well, except for Moto Batayara, who quickly fails. Going to the fact that frequently you heard the word con instead of daimyo.
Gaijin law.
Yep. All right. You are escorted to a large interior room, and there are a series of wooden boxes with lines across them and small black and white stones.
Ah, go.
The judge before you there is Ikoma Ikehata of the Lion Clan. He's known as a shrewd strategist, and he is rather elderly at this point.
Just like in the battlefield, bold tactics bear results. I am less concerned with you passing and defeating your opponent than showing expert strategy.
I can't figure out what he wants, so I'm going to go with.
I think I know what he wants. Is this tactics or games?
This is going to be games. A TN2 games.
I'm going to start. I do not have any ranks in games, so I'm not going to do anything with the ring that I think they need, but I'm going to go water.
All right. And you are sitting down, actually, across from Hitoshi.
Nod. And that is 2 successes and a strife.
All right. Both of you do well. There's some very bold tactics that you are using, taking large swaths of territory on the board. Ultimately, you eke out a win just by 2 stones.
Not to him. Very well played.
Same to you. Thanks. Clearly, they must be playing Go on aboard the ships there. All right. Isawa is going up against Miramoto Hinata.
Well, I'm going air to be precise in my movements and placement. And I do have games, so... Woohoo! I will succeed! I'm going to take the explosion. And I will actually... Do I want to... Yeah. Okay. So I have 3 successes, 2 opportunities, and 2 strife.
All right. You soundly beat Minamoto Hinata. Minamoto was much more kind of straight and obvious with the movements and actions, and you were able to artfully navigate around what they were doing and soundly beat them.
I was being precise in my movements.
All right, and Doji Ren, you are sitting across from Moto Batayara. So we'll see Crane versus Unicorn.
See how well I do here.
What approach are you using?
I'm using air. And I would like to remind the listeners, I have exceeded my composure, so I cannot keep any dice with strife on it. I cannot keep any dice.
Clearly the Gaijin strategy, the off-the-wall, unusual strategy of the unicorn on this go board has completely baffled you.
I had a really good roll too. They all came up with strife.
Just for SNG, what did you roll?
So far, 2 opportunities, an explosive success. And let's see what the explosive success would have gotten me.
Ah! I die on the floor.
Another opportunity. So I wouldn't have passed anyways.
As all of you are finishing, you still hear the clacking of stones hitting the board. And everybody's kind of huddled around by Yushi Mei Lin and Yasuki Jun, who are having a hard-fought battle. And ultimately, Yasuki Jun has won. Although having expert tactics as well, the fact that it took longer didn't impress the judge as much as Isawa's, who took home top honors.
Very well done, Aki-san.
Thank you, Masoka-san.
You're escorted out to the yard again. And before you lies a bunch of longbows and arrows. Kikita Nomori is the judge for this competition. She gestures out, and you see that there are 3 lines drawn at intervals with one with a target at the far end. You are to fire 3 times, once from each line in the sand. The target at the far end will be your... The target at the far end will be yours, and you must hit it at least 2 times. True archers understand that the arrow knows the way to its target. This is a TN2 martial arts ranged check.
Hey, Chris, am I just barely seeing my Genpeku?
You're at 7.
I am barely seeing my Genpeku.
One more success. You got this.
And we have two.
This one and 1 more.
I will have to try for the next one.
Or you could just go with fire.
You just need 1 point.
Yeah, go with fire. Literally, that's what I would do. Like, you get that 1 point, and then you can start messing around. That's why I haven't unrecovered my strife, because I believe I've at my Genpuku. Right. And I don't think going into crying would be very opportune at this point.
Yeah, so you're barely holding it together.
The first one up is Shibatoya. Grabs the arrow,
and tries firing, but is wildly off with each shot. The next is Yasuki Jun, who kind of meat fists the bow and arrow, clearly more used to the club than ranged, and far shoots each shot, just overpowers it. It misses entirely. Hitoshi steps forward and fires the arrows with little challenge, striking very close to the center of the target with each shot. Isawa, this, you're going to be first this time.
Since I know my chances of using the proper ring are slim to none, I will go with fire, though I know void is the way to go. If I had one in martial ranged, I'd go that. So it's going to be three rolls?
No. You just need roll? One. It's a TN2, so you have to hit two to get it.
Nope. Oh, yeah. Wait. There. I have an explosion. So it's like, wait, I have an explosion. No. Nope.
So your first arrow just misses the target. Your second arrow thuds in, and your last arrow skims the edge again.
This is why I'm a Shugenja, not an archer.
So Doji Ren steps forward and picks up the first.
So I am doing the proper approach with void, and I actually do have a skill in ranged, but I have also exceeded my composure.
I have not succeeded my composure yet. I'm right at it.
I miss. I get two opportunities. Can those opportunities... I would like to... okay, who do we suspect Hitoshi's father is? Kakita Toriyama? Or what was that?
Toshimoko. You suspect, yes.
I wanted to... Can I use those opportunities to see his, to remember his face as he's looking at the marvel that Hitoshi did?
So for what Kikita observed, doesn't look pleased. Okay. Looks very reminiscent of when Hitoshi doesn't look pleased.
Yeah.
Almost as if they were brothers. All right. Akoto steps forward.
Okay, going void ring. Do not have any ranks in ranged, but... That's an explosive success. So, no, just one success, one strife.
All right. Your... first arrow lands in the dirt. Your second arrow hits the supports holding up the target. Your last arrow hits the target.
I am not an archer. I am a swordsman.
Kikita Naomori steps back forward. Excellent tries for some of you. Excellent work for others. Congratulations, Hitoshi. So at this point, Hitoshi's... You guys have an idea of where everybody is in the standings. Hitoshi and Isawa are in the exact same boat. At 7 points apiece. And we are at our last competition of this Topaz Championship.
I definitely not winning it.
So at any point you can choose not to keep dice if you wish for him to do better. You're walked over to the edge of the forest. Hiruma Kagehiro of the Crab Clan steps forward.
This is the last trial of the day. It is also the longest.
You are to make your way into the forest with a bow or a spear and bring back the most impressive game that you can find by sundown. Yes, I know. Shugenja and monks, you are not allowed to spill blood or handle the corpses, even of animals. So, bring back something valuable or rare of medicinal herbs. But keep alert. Hares and bucks are quick to flee, so you will have to spot them first. This will be a TN2 survival.
So, are we going in? We're just going in.
You're all just sent into the forest all at the same time. You kind of will run out and separate pretty quickly. But by sundown, you have to bring back the most impressive game or medicinal herbs you can find.
As we go in, I would like to meet up with Hitoshi. And I will say, Hitoshi-kun, it is good to see you. May I join you on your hunt? I say I am not as well in the hunt as many others, but I do not wish to be left alone here in case something would happen to me.
Just don't slow me down.
I certainly won't.
Aki-san.
Right.
Would you care for some company and assistance?
Sure. The kami are always willing to have others follow along. And if the game decides that they want me to be its prey, I could use a bodyguard.
Of course.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm going to make an air survival check. And because of my two opportunity last time that I was able to keep, I'm going to reduce the TN by one. And I can not keep dice to help him.
Yeah, so I'm going to just say he is using...
I'm using a void.
Yeah, he's going to be using the air approach.
Yeah, so am I.
And I'm going to say he has two points in the air ring and 2 points in survival. So 2 and 2. So I get to keep 2.
Crap. Well, I succeeded, but so I'm not keeping the other 3, which I don't know how that rule actually works, because technically I can't keep these 3 anyways. Well, actually, I could keep the blank die.
You don't have to keep any.
Yeah. Well, I have one that I can keep. The other one I can keep 1, but I won't keep 3 dice, technically.
Well, he got 2 dice that exploded. So ultimately, he has 3 success and 1 strife.
So I think basically what happens is that we're in there, and I say quietly, very subtly, I kind of tap him on the foot, and I point to probably the most beautiful stag anybody has ever seen, and he just takes the shot and takes it out.
Yep. He fires his arrow and fells it.
So I'm using fire, being very directly in looking for exactly what I need.
So, yes, I am assisting.
2 successes and then exploding. 3 successes.
3 successes total.
And with that last strife there, I will take it, return out of the forest, hand over the medical herbs, and then go meditate. As I have passed my composure with that 1 strife.
Yep.
So I withdraw into quiet contemplation. Contemplating why I am here. Why the kami hate me.
Everybody comes back. Miyamoto, Hinata, and Shibatoya come back empty-handed. Moto Batayara has come back with a silver-furred fox and has astonished the judges with it. The judges sit down, all of the judges sit down, and tabulate the standings.
What about his buck?
It did well, but it didn't beat out a Silverfurred fox.
Silverfurred fox.
It's the most impressive.
Even like a 16-point buck? I mean, come on.
He didn't manage to beat it out. It was a TN5 to beat out the fox.
Wow.
The judges gather together, tabulate out the scores, and send you back to the House of the Laughing Carp.
Definitely start drinking, because I did not do as well today as I did yesterday.
I don't know what I would do. I think I'm going to start crying into my sake and finally wipe away the rest of my strength and blame it on the alcohol.
I order some tea. It sits there in front of me as I look at it and look at it and look at it.
Politely ignore the doji in the corner crying.
I'm probably debating my sorrows to Hitoshi right now.
Yeah.
I know I have to marry a scorpion.
Hello, Kuroko here. Sorry for the late arrival. It felt rude to interrupt such a long scene. Please follow us on Twitter at SajPodRPG, Facebook SajPodRPG. Now, our next episode will be the last of our beginner game. That will release on December 4th, followed closely by an announcement about three samurai I know you know. And that will respond to the main story we will be telling. So, thank you for listening.
Splinters of Jade is a work of fiction and uses the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game's 5th edition rules by Fantasy Flight Games. Splinters of Jade is not affiliated with Fantasy Flight Games. Our music is by Darren Curtis. More of his music can be found on SoundCloud and Bandcamp, as well as on his website, darrencurtismusic.com. Our logo was designed by Nick's Animalia. Audio engineering and editing was done by Brennan Thorson. Thank you for listening.